This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
About once every week to 10 days, I stop in at the local restaurant in the morning to gather some of the knowledge there. There's no shortage, whether it's sports or politics or how to properly sharpen a chainsaw or what happened over in the next town last night. At those four tables along the wall, you'll find a variety of careers. Farmers, to be sure, a welder, teacher, soldier. Oh, yes, military. In fact, it occurred to me not too many weeks ago in those chairs, most any morning, just about every one of those men served in the United States military. Now, they didn't necessarily volunteer that information, but I've seen it on their caps, sometimes on a shirt. One or two might have a decal or a license plate frame on the pickup truck. They served. I didn't. These men are proud of their service. Henry, Herb number two. Dick, Hank, oh, and there's Sarge. They call him Sarge for good reason. He was an old drill sergeant. Hard to imagine as I hold the door for this fellow pushing 90 how tough he must have been back in the day. Only if I ask, if I pry into their lives like a nosy newsy, do I get some of the stories. And there are a lot of folks this year remembering 1968 because of everything that happened that year, especially the summer of 68. CNN has its special on that this weekend. I remember several weeks back in a moment alone, I asked Herb, the retired Marine Corps major who sits in that restaurant, about 50 years ago, 1968. I knew where he had spent that year. I'd been told by others he was in Vietnam leading men, many of whom didn't come back alive. When I asked him about 68, Herb's jaw tightened and his eyes shifted away to out over the tree line, and he said that was tough. That, Mr. Max, was not a good year. Well, maybe one of these days I'll follow up with some questions to ask, because I'm sure Herb and all of his service from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the Pentagon in Washington, he has some stories. In fact, it was this gentleman himself who last Memorial Day reminded me, as we parted at the restaurant, of the quote from General George S. Patton. It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God such men lived. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.